an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
We're rolling. Guys, we're here. Hey, are you still videotaping? They can't see the intro, can they?
Yeah.
This is a top secret intro. You want to see the intro?
Secret.
You want me to give it to you?
Hey, take a deep breath and do it really good. You're on stage now, Dan.
You're listening to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm the voice. Danny Valdez.
He's got a lot of confidence today. The voice of America, I thought it was.
he called himself the voice before we started this party.
He says, I'm the voice of America.
The voice of America.
He said it wasn't conceited either. So.
Hey, we're glad you tuned in. It's another banger day here in Tennessee on the hilltop. And yeah, the weather's nice. What are you going to do about it? You know, some
gorgeous.
Of you are in Canada and it's disgusting.
Oh, no. How much?
That's mean.
That's jolly
Some
mean. You're not
love.
The voice of Canada now.
You guys, You didn't let me finish.
Okay,
you didn't let me finish. Because for some people, the weather is bad where they are. And I'm saying, even though the weather is disgusting.
What if it's nice? I've been to many places in Canada, and this time of year, it is lovely. I dare say probably even more lovelier than here. Get that out of my face, Serene. Turn it off now. Bye, Hunter. She's going.
Yeah, so
you're just being mean.
Because this isn't a video primary podcast, we're going to keep saying things. Girls, can we start the show?
We've already been started. This is on YouTube right now.
I feel like I'm pulling all the weight, though.
Oh, okay.
You're meant to pull the beginning.
So
that's what we pay you for.
Okay.
Yeah, then you fade out.
We don't pay you to just have that cool high hair.
To just look this cool.
Hey, so I got two questions in, and I'm trying to choose right now which one to tackle because they're good ones. Serene, get that out of my face. So for those of you, I'm sorry, who are not watching, but you're listening, she's putting a phone, she's doing a live, and it's very close to
I feel
face.
Like it's after the swimming pool hang, and I'm not fully dressed yet. Serene, could you?
Yeah.
Bye, Hunters. They're being rude to you. But I'm
I love
friend.
You, Hunters, but I'm just, right now, as I'm umming and ahhing, I'm figuring out which question to, they're both so good, and they're both going to take a full potty. Yikes.
Yikes.
Okay, the first one is just, if I can't choose, I have to go with the first one that's here, right?
Jeepers creepers.
It's from Tiffany. She says, my walk with THM, stands for Trim Healthy Mama, is ebbing and flowing right now.
Yeah.
Jenny, why am I doing your job?
No, it's upsetting.
Okay,
actually.
Here you go.
And I thought about it, but I didn't want to like do the full like reach for your laptop.
From Tiffany.
But I'll read it.
Oops. I mean, earn your keep.
Yeah, I got to do something.
Get off your phone. I'm doing the right thing.
I got to do something, I guess, other than completely hold down the energy of this show. Are we just reading right here on this? From Tiffany. My walk with THM is ebbing and flowing right now. I'm being more relaxed with... Excuse me.
Do you burp?
The voice of America just burped.
Podcast ever.
No, we've had other bad ones.
The voice of
There's
America.
A lot of ones to contend with that are bad.
No, we are. Not this is.
We are the worst podcasters.
The poddy is worst
girls,
podcast.
Girls,
ever.
Tiffany is being more relaxed with off-plan foods only because I'm not making... I've transferred into her voice now. I'm not making time for me to plan my meals. I caught myself really thinking yesterday about leaving THM and letting myself go back to eating whatever I want and just make myself work out more. But I know deep down that this won't work for me. My body cannot handle the white flours and sugars that are considered off plan. So I'm pulling myself up by my bootstraps and making myself sit down after I eat my meal on my newly set up back porch. I feel like that was TMI, but I'll grab my THM notebook and plan every single meal out for the week. It's graduation week for my oldest, and I'm turning 43 on Saturday. A little more TMI.
We like TMI, Dan. Yeah, this
woman
is what women do.
Details.
Oh, this
I
is
only
what you
feel
do?
I knew Tiffany at the
I'd
end.
Give a whole lot more details than that, believe me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in my head, I'm...
Your male brain. I'm wanting a male-centric... Just shove your male brain aside. And the woman listened to this podcast, so keep going.
It's only 17 men, Dan.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll read the whole paragraph. Chapter. So... She's turning 43 on Saturday, so lots of emotions will be felt.
But that's a very important thing to know the age. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she shared that. That's good. Keep going.
Okay. Why emotions around 43, though?
Her son's graduating. She's in her 40s. It's a time of change of life. It's also perimenopause. Okay. And there are emotions.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. My goal is to feel the emotions, not eat them. I love that. How's your walk with THM? What's your favorite thing on your plan that's keeping you coming back every day?
Yeah, that was a Facebook question to the group. And so I saw this question.
Do I give this back or keep
it? You give it to me.
Well, there's another question.
No, I need to respond to the Tiffany first, and then I give back to you.
Okay, this is...
If we do not, like, make this Tiffany's response a whole party, then you can read the next one.
Fair.
But Serene, since you, I can tell, have a coffee personality right now.
Yeah.
Because you had coffee and you shouldn't.
And I never do
badly to it. Yeah. I'm going to answer Tiffany because I fear...
Well, you should answer Tiffany.
I fear you're going to be very aggressive with your answer.
Yeah. I was getting ready to...
I felt the aggression earlier.
I did. Sure. When she said, I fear I want to leave THM.
In love, I wanted to just grab her by the scruff.
Yeah.
Okay. Shove her again. The blue butterfly.
You don't know what's good for you, Tiffany. Okay, so there were some things that I wanted to respond to. And that was when you said, I caught myself really thinking yesterday about leaving THM and letting myself go back to eating whatever I want and just make myself work out more. But I know deep down that this is what works for me. My body can't handle the white flours and sugars that are considered off plan. So let's go deeper into that. Because when we have these thoughts and thoughts that are not good for us, we have to be armed with knowledge. Because it's knowledge that pulls us out. Now, you did have some knowledge, Tiffany, because you said my body cannot handle the white flours and sugars that are considered off plan. But I want to bring a deeper knowledge so that next time you have the thoughts, and you will have the thoughts because we all have the thoughts. I had a thought this morning that I didn't ever want to work out again in my life.
Oh, wait, did you have that thought during the workout?
Right as I started, yeah. And then in the midst
you
of like some reps.
During the workout.
I was like, yuck. Just yuck.
Yes.
Why should I do this? Other people don't have to do this.
Sufficient. Yes, they do, but sufficient the day is the workout thereof.
Yes.
You know, you don't think of the next workout. You don't think of the fact that you have to do this for the rest of your life till you're 95.
And it was, you know,
you
what
don't
I did?
Think that.
I did a 20-minute workout. Wasn't that? And do you know afterwards, what you do? I felt like the most fantastic woman on top of the world. It was 20 minutes of my life. I could have sat there scrolling on jolly Facebook.
Do you know what I tell myself? It's a very important thing. And I know it's to be sidetracking, but we've been told that we are pubescent co-hosts to you that are ADD.
Can I clarify that?
So I have
that?
To fill
Danny,
those
I need
shoes.
To let you in on some things. So
let me notebook in my mind what I want to say.
I told Serena
after this rabbit trail.
And you know, we get a lot of really, really, really kind, nice, good feedback. Like
never change. We love you the way you are.
Someone would really love this podcast, meaning they keep tuning in.
Do you trust it when
they loved you? They love no. We get so much amazing feedback. Like it just makes me cry sometimes. But sometimes I remember the not so nice ones. So we got a recent comment that says, I tried to listen to your potty. It was the one on the why do some foods cause such gas? Remember gas?
Our best podcast.
Yeah, somebody came up to me and said that changed their life. Like they were changed.
Well, I got a comment and she said, I was interested in the subject matter until I turned it on and heard you and your two prepubescent podcast hosts.
Hey, boo, yeah.
So I told Serene.
I would love to be prepubescent.
Without puberty.
I said, you can't even punch.
I like keep getting further.
This is really sidetracked for poor Tiffany, but I wanted to let you know that you're prepubescent, Danny.
Yeah, keep going. What else did she say? This I like this.
She just said that we ramble, don't stick to the point, and that
we are
it's still basically a waste
not
of time.
Not just you, but Pearl and I also confirmed ADD.
No, that was another one.
Oh, that was another one.
Yeah, that was another one. And that was actually a kind one.
Could I get the full...
But we were diagnosed with ADD and I said, well, don't worry, Danny is. He's diagnosed, but we're not, so...
Could I get the full... I want to hear her words about the
but I'm 46. That's... I'm so happy to be prepubescent. Like...
What a compliment.
How fun. Like, I'm just being
well,
given
you
more
know what?
Years.
I think poop and gas humor is funny to me. And I don't want to take life too seriously.
She was maybe joking.
No, she was very serious, Danny.
She was frustrated.
Very serious.
Well, what was the end, though?
Not everyone should listen to our party. Not everyone should.
Yeah.
If they don't want to, they will find a nice, very proper podcast out there.
Post-pubescent.
Yeah, they can find their post-pubescent
potty. This is not a post-pubescent potty.
But hey, back, I bookmarked what I wanted to say before I said I was going to fill the shoes of a pre-pubescent host. But I wanted to say that in the workout, you don't think of the reps that you're going to have to do for the rest of your life. You think of all the hours you're going to sit that day and how you're going to feel great sitting because you did this quick 20 minutes.
Yeah, it makes the sit so much sweeter when you've worked out. You get to sit.
But you're not allowed to think of future reps when you're in a rep. You think of the future sitting. That's what you do.
Okay. I think I like the mind game. But when I'm doing, which my new thing is Mike Tyson push-ups.
Are you really?
And by my new thing, I mean once ever in the past 3 months.
But when he ran on the beach. Let's just go there and be the rabbit trailers of the century. We went somewhere with Leslie Pop's Belfast,
New Jersey,
and good old John here, producer John, and we all went on a trip together for the show, the Unshow, right? Because this whole party started as an Unshow. We talk about nothing.
It's a radio show.
Yeah. So of course we're meant to rabbit trail. That was the foundations of this. But anyway, he decided to go on a run. He felt the need to exercise on our vacation.
He said, "I'm a runner."
He said, he woke up and said, "I'm a runner." He bought himself these green swish shorts.
Tiny shorts.
Tiny nylon ones. And he let his little, bare white chest be shown to the world. And he ran along the beach with his nose facing more north than the moon.
And he beat everybody.
In his AirPods was the what is that? That
Rocky?
The one that has the Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
The Chariots of Fire song. I know that was in his ears.
And he beat everyone on the beach and his chest was sticking so straight out and you were the fast and you were the runner.
Swish, swish, swish.
You were the runner of America.
When I saw you two ahead of me, I went, it's time to kick it into gear because these girls are serious about their work ends. And so I jogged extra fast past you. And I remember cracking one of my earbuds open just enough to be like, "Hey, girls," and then put it back
that's
in.
That's what you did.
And then zoom on past. I remember I was having a full-blown midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, so he woke up as Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, you woke up as a runner that day.
I was trying to
fix it. But I got to get back to Tiffany because that right there was the perfect example of pre-pubescent.
Yeah.
Well, that's why some people think our show is ADD, I guess.
I know, but I'm trying to fill the shoes today. Pops is going to keep filling it.
You want the mic?
Pops, come on.
I have to continue the rabbit trail.
ADD self.
That was such a good day one, Pops.
I know. And Madison Reed today. Such a flashback of memory there. So funny. And on the absolute opposite end of Danny and his running shorts, I had gone to check on the book signing place or something. Basically, long story short, Danny had left the place that we were staying and so had I. And then 2 or 3 hours later, we got back to Serene and Pearl and they were so sad.
I remember that.
We're
in depression.
Because they missed their husbands and their children. Yeah. And Danny and I had
we were
left
with
them
you and Danny and we were like, "Why are we with these people?"
And they were like in their pajamas, like wrapped in their duvets.
I remember that.
And
I remember you got in our face too.
And I was like, "What's wrong with you?"
We were out to pull up beach and pull up. We refused to go to the beach.
Oh man, it was so we were literally in paradise and you just were so sad because A, we'd left you and you weren't going outside.
Yeah, because we were in our face too and you're like, "You're having holiday with the Bell and the Dan. You get your acts together." We did. We got our acts together. We needed a good mother lecture from Leslie Pop. So back to you, Tiffany. I am sorry about that prepubescent little trail there.
This show's not for old hags.
Ooh,
ouch. It's not. If you're an old
hag,
there are some people younger than me that are more mature and they're post-pubescent.
It's just that some people don't get. See, you were Danny. You were retaliating. You got hurt, and so you retaliated.
I actually had the phrase "old hag" for like 5 minutes.
That was not kind. I want you to apologize right now because we respond with kindness.
Danny.
She's an old
Danny
hag.
Valdez.
No, she's not. Hey, whose podcast do you say it is all the time?
It's yours.
Okay. I want an apology.
What's her name?
I don't know. But
what's her
she'll
first
never
and last
listen
name?
Again. She's not
Tell me
listening,
her first
but
and
we
last
still
name.
have to have it.
Give me her
Say,
middle
dear
name.
Dear lady who called me a prepubescent co-host.
I just need her first, middle, initial, and last name.
Leslie is Bill. Bill, you. This was your chance, Denny. But you shall go to your graves thinking I had a chance to apologize and I didn't.
if she's
bitterness is not of the Lord, Dan.
If she's still listening, though,
she's not. But still, just do it anyway.
All right, dear young, it's not moderately attractive.
No, you've just gone down the wrong track. I'm getting back to Tiffany. You're not obeying
dear,
me.
I'll do it, dear. Not terribly old, just a moderate aged.
Also, there's this old ageism thing going on here.
Great person with great taste in entertainment.
Hey, look, my mom is 83 and she loved our Fluff podcast.
Yeah.
So it's not about age. It's just about maturity. And this lady's more mature than us. And that's okay. I don't want to be mature.
Okay. Dear.
Just call her by.
Just say sorry. Okay, and okay. Mean it.
Sorry. Okay. Goodness. Okay. Does Lisa have to put up with this?
I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah,
and yes. Dear mature. More mature than us.
Yeah.
You know? Person.
Yep.
You are, you have your tastes and you are entitled to them.
Yes.
Bless
you. I'm what? There's a word.
I am sorry that I said that to you.
Thank you.
Well done, Ben.
Well done. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, now I have to type in my password. That was so long. Okay, so I want you to help me with what happens when you go back to just eating whatever, because there's repercussions, Tiffany, that I want you to keep in the back of your head. And once you know them, and once that knowledge is deep inside your cells, it will pop up and it will prevent you from doing it. Because, you know, I love that scripture in the Bible stream. What does it say? It says, with all thy might, get understanding.
Right.
And then, and I'm paraphrasing and pearlizing it. And then something like, and then when you have understanding, get more of it and then get some more and then get wisdom.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Pearl's paraphrase.
But it was really like, get understanding.
Yeah.
And that's what we all have to do, because without understanding, we will go back to doing whatever our thoughts and body says for us to do.
Because it's not just about eating the whatever, like eating the Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A, bless their hearts. They have some good things
and
there.
They have grilled chicken nuggets.
And it's twice blessed by the Lord.
Right. Twice blessed. And I like their Southwestern salad.
Yeah. But you know, say it's their sandwich.
Say it's their sandwich and fries. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's not just going back and eating that. There is understanding. There needs to be understanding of what that does to the body.
Okay. So let's talk about what that does to the body. You know, when you go, and I don't know if you've had a history of any yo-yo dieting, Tiffany. I don't know if you had a history of gaining weight, losing it, doing extreme things to lose it. And then as when you lose it, you see your metabolism slows down. Because every time, if in the past you have dieted, and I've got my fingers up in quotes here, you're lowering your leptin levels, that lowers your metabolism. You're lowering your thyroid levels, that lowers your metabolism. You lower your lean body mass. Anytime you diet with insufficient protein, and most diets are insufficient because it's a lack of calories and such.
You missed the fun, Ben. Come in.
Yeah, you missed.
Hi, he was Ben. Trying to come in all quiet, but we're just going to make him known. Ben, welcome.
So anyway, you are lowering your lean body mass, which is brutal, brutal, brutal for your metabolism. It's like the worst thing you can do. You get rid of muscle, you get rid of your metabolism. Okay, so if you've had a history of that, when you go back once again, if there is ever a time you go back to just eating whatever you want, Tiffany, there's something that happens to your fat cells. They start putting, it's like an injury to them. And so when you gain the weight back, and that will happen if you're eating whatever, of course, because the whatever diet is the standard American diet. It makes most people gain weight. It's calorie abusive. It's not
trans fat
abusive. It's sugar abusive. It's actually an extreme. It's
actually,
not normal.
Can I just rabbit trail here for a second? It's not normal. People think, oh, I don't want to have to eat health food.
I don't want to eat a special diet.
I don't want to think about it. I just want to eat. Well, we don't have that. What's the word?
Luxury.
Luxury.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. I need to take more thyroid. We don't have that luxury these days because there is actually food out there that's not food. Food to buy, food to purchase out there that was never at the market.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of years ago.
Dry ground.
Right. It's not even food. It's poison. It's stuff you can't pronounce. It's devitalized. It's perverted. It's not food. It's poison. And so, you know, we have to think these days.
We have to think. But anyway, let me get back to what happens, okay? So if you've had a history of this and then you go back, right? And so you're going to eat whatever, which means sugar and devitalized stuff, okay? Your fat cells are going to become inflamed and there's an inflammation that happens. And so what happens is something that's called your extracellular matrix and your fat cells, they start putting Band-Aids. I share this in our new book, Trim Healthy Wisdom. They start putting Band-Aids on your fat cells. And it's what your body does. It's like you have an owie, right? And so, oh, your body's like, oh, you poor you, here's a little Band-Aid, right, on your fat cell. And it starts to thicken your fat cells as they get inflamed with all that toxic food. So scientists were looking at that. And they thought, oh, no, this is really bad. People should not eat junk food and put on weight. This is really bad. Because when your fat cells get this thicker extracellular matrix, they stiffen and they cannot release fat cells. They cannot release fat. So you know how we all eat fat, right? In our S meals, we eat fat.
Yes.
And then it has to come out of our stores. Once our carbs are eaten out, it will go back into the bloodstream to be used as fuel. If we do S and E meals, you know. But your fat cells, when they're too thick, they can't even release their fat. And so then another thing happened. Scientists looked at it and they said, well, let's see what happens when you lose weight. Surely that's going to be good, right? Well, they found out, especially with fast weight loss, it's actually brutal for the body, and the fat cells get more owie Band-Aids on them because the body sees the fast weight loss as an injury. And so it's like, oh, more Band-Aids for you, more Band-Aids for you. And the cycle of yo-yoing caused just these thick fat cells that they're stiff. They don't act normally. They're not pliable. So Tiffany, that's a really good thing to think of. It's like, you know, what do you call it, Serene? A memory peg.
Yeah.
Think of these little fat cells with all these bandages on top of one another. Whenever you do something that is not sustainable, whenever you go off and say, well, I don't care anymore, and you know what's going to happen, right? There will be weight gain. Then you're going to like think, oh no, what have I done? 6 months, you're going to look at yourself and like, I don't feel comfortable. I feel rotten. Let me do something. And so you're going to choose something that is extreme. It's because you've got yourself into the state. You're like, okay, don't worry about Trim Healthy Mama. I need something quick. You know, what's going to help me? Oh, I'll choose intermittent fasting. I'll choose carnivore, something. I need to shred this stuff off. And then your fat cells get injured once again. So it's the slow plod. It's the good food. It's the unsexy way to just get to that healthy weight. We're not looking for fast amounts of pounds every week or every month. That is dangerous. That causes this injury to your fat cells.
Yeah.
And so I want you to think of that. And what are some other things that happen, you know, when you go to just eating whatever? Well, it really affects your hormones.
Yes, it does.
Because of blood sugar, right, Serene?
Yeah. Your hormones are just absolutely topsy-turvied and undone with the sugar and the inflammation.
Yes, and that's why, you know, so many women, it's not always why, but it's a huge, huge reason why there's so much PCOS. One out of every 10 women in this
country
have
PCOS. And how a lot of people, when they've come to Trim Healthy, that have had infertility problems, they're like, oh, Serene and Pearl, I was able to finally get pregnant and have a baby.
Yes.
And so because they brought their sugars down and controlled their sugars. And so their hormones just really came into line once their sugars got stabilized.
Okay, so now I want to look at some of the other things that so when your sugar gets elevated, it affects your adrenaline, it affects your cortisol levels. You know, your adrenals get stressed, you can walk into adrenal fatigue, all of those sorts of things. And it affects your sex hormones, as we just talked about. It affects jolly everything. Your inflammation levels, all your markers for disease go up. So, you know, when you think about am I just going to eat whatever?
So it's going to, of course it's going to
affect
everything.
You think, well, it's really like thinking, how can I make my disease risk go up?
Yeah.
Eating whatever is making my disease risk go up.
And long term, it's actually harder work.
Yeah. It is harder work, Danny.
Because, I would always think when I first started trying to change the way I eat was that I don't want to think about it and do this work. You know, and like life's short and anyways, and I'm busy and I got 4 kids after all, which means nothing to you guys. But, you know, for a lot of people, that's everybody looks at me shocked out there in
normal
in
land.
The city.
Yeah.
And that was my thing. But I started discovering that thinking a little bit every day was actually much less work than the spiking and crashing lifestyle I was living. And what it did relationally, and I mean, you could go through probably at least 16 points of your life that is going to get trashed. Mm-hmm. Not even your body, just outside of your body, the other things, your mindset, your problem solving abilities. I was an up and down neurotic person. Mm. So I feel, I'm used to it, but I've just never been more stable.
Do you feel like you apologize better now?
No, I'm still very prepubescent in my ability to apologize.
Yes, but you just kind of proved it today that we are, right? You were the terrible twos before, right?
Now it's
at least you're prepubescent.
No, I will poop my pants on camera.
Like, he's come so far, Pearl. We have to remember.
And it's her
from
fault.
From whence he came.
But in terms of like, seriously, like family relationships, money, I am a much more like sober person. I'm a level person when it comes to like discipline, focusing on work, not getting too excited about some whim idea that I need to go chase into poverty. You know what I mean? So like there are so many benefits of stability. And for me, I'm always just thinking meat, vegetables, meat, potatoes, and vegetables.
Because you need your healthy carbs.
Well, he just hit it on the head there, Pearl. And that's what you and I have been talking. We even talked to our hunters about it, Treasure Hunters. Mm. Which is an online group we have. But, oh my goodness, we were saying there are so many foods that we have decided are like going to put our game into high gear for, you know, now we're perimenopause, menopause. We're just like, okay, we have a vision. We have a goal. We have our mind on where we want our body to be.
Which is to age fantastically.
Right. We're going to be contending for muscle. We're going to be tending for collagen. We're going to be tending for vitality. And so we have put our mind and our sights on certain foods that are going to get us there, help us to get us there. And so it's the protein, right? Really good quality sources of protein that are high in lutein, because that's what helps trigger muscle synthesis as we get older. And then
it doesn't mean massive amounts. It just means you need sufficient amounts.
You need sufficient.
Your 20 to 25 grams of smart protein with each meal.
And I'm a nerd about it. Yeah. Like I'm a nerd. So every 3 hours I have that sufficient amount of protein, because I'm like, I've got to get muscle. I've got to get muscle at this point because that's my metabolic tissue. Especially people who are not going to think about adding back bioidentical hormones, they even need to be more nerdy about it, because the muscles is what's going to keep them insulin resistant.
But you're saying 20 grams per meal?
Well, 20 to 25, really.
And 3 grams of lutein is the
trigger. But that's a whole nother party.
That's a whole nother party. Okay.
Whoa. So we're thinking
of that. But wait. But what does that look like on your plate? Like, is that a piece of steak?
Four to 6 ounces. It's not a lot.
Of meat?
Yeah.
Chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah. 2 eggs and maybe half a cup of egg whites. Yeah.
Oh, 2 eggs.
But half a cup of egg whites. You need 3 grams of
protein. Or you can add our optimized protein to everything, fantastic. Which is what I do.
Or get amino acids. We're coming out with the best amino acids. And that's just a little bit. There's hardly any calories.
Because we're going to have a whole protein potty, you nerd. You're just ruining my
just
potty.
Wait. Muscle. Okay, I'm just going to say.
It's the
greens and it's the berries and it's those foods with the micronutrients, right? Mm-hmm. We care about those.
Yes.
We care about almost more than sufficient gentle carbohydrates because we're training, right? We're contending for that muscle and we want to feel energetic, and that's something that puts the fire into our metabolism in this season. Gentle carbs, we don't miss out on them. We have to put them on our plate.
Yes.
And then we thought, okay, healthy fats, right? We've got to have those in there. We've got to celebrate that for hair, skin, and nails so that we have a sheen to our skin, as we don't want to be dried up.
Mm-mm.
No wizened prunes
turn
here.
Into an old hag.
So, I mean, that's just the basics, right? Of what we need to contend from, what we think of when it comes to every meal. We're thinking, okay, which one of those are we going to stick in here? Pearl and I were saying, we don't even have room for our THM treats. Let alone cheats.
We have to make a date for a treat.
Like, we
THM
go to the cafe once a month and we're like, we haven't had that for so much. Our days are so filled. I got my daughter who works at the cafe. She brought home some cinnamon rolls and some like lemon pie and some things. And she put it up in my room. And I'm a little bit nervous because I don't know when to eat them.
Well,
because I'm so filled with all the stuff I'm contending for.
And I'm addicted to our cookie mix, our Trim Healthy Cookie Mix. No, I'm telling you, it's the best.
Can you just eat it out of the bag?
No. Well, no. You got to make it into a mix. It's so easy, but I love those cookies. But I've been thinking about them. Pearl, and like you, Serena, I'm like, when do I put them in? Because my meals are just so infused with the things like the protein, the greens, the carbs, or I have a fats meal. And so it's really about, Tiffany, it's not so much about, oh, you know, those off-plan foods that I could eat. It's really about what do I get to put on my plate.
I want to know when she has time for the off-plan, because I don't even have time, like I said, for the treats. So when do we have time for off-plan?
Well, you see, it's mindset, because we're teaching Tiffany this right now. Now, Tiffany, well, you're saying, sorry.
You know, it's lifestyle. It's lifestyle too, because, you know, different settings, different people's work days. I mean, yeah, we don't know if she's working,
etc. But I want to ask Tiffany a question.
And your
hands
raised.
My coffee
raised.
Personality is really intense. But I want to ask you, Tiffany, what are your goals? Yeah. Let's start with goals. Let's put goals out ahead of you, because goals are going to guide you.
And
what
we
are your
do
goals?
Not mean a specific number for weight loss goals, no, because we're not about that.
What are your goals for health? What are your goals for body composition? Mm. What are your goals? Put that goal out there. You're not going to have time for off-plan foods.
Mm-mm.
Because you've got a goal. You've got somewhere you're heading. You have direction. You have vision. You have it in your eyes. It's there before you. And it's like you don't have time for all this mucking around. I've got to go pee.
Oh, that's boy, a good timing. When we come back, we're talking to Tiffany. Don't you go anywhere.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Pearl, we're going to talk here about our Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner, because there is nothing like them on the market.
I know. And that kind of sounds like we're really being salesy. Like, but there's a reason we brought these. It wasn't just so we could have a shampoo and conditioner too. No, and the name says it all, Perfect pH Shampoo and Conditioner. Serene, we had a huge need in our lives. Now, let me talk about you, right?
I'm scared.
You were such a purist about your hair. How many years did you only use an egg yolk to
about
shampoo
seven.
Your hair?
And then you smell a little eggy, right? So so then you have to like rinse with apple cider vinegar, but then you smell a little vinegary.
Yeah.
And so you're always smelling like a salad.
But why? I want to get bad. To the bottom of that. Now, most of us, like I would go try to find kind of healthy shampoos and conditioners, because even though I'm not as a puristy as you, I knew from my reading and knowledge the chems, the artificial chemicals in those, not only do they go into your scalp, Serene, they slide down your body, right?
Oh, I know. And they make
it's your shampooing.
Yeah,
conditioning. And they enter your cells.
Oh,
our skin is our biggest absorbing organ.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so for that reason, and for the fact that I really wanted to stop using egg yolk to wash my hair, we designed with our scientists an incredible shampoo and conditioner. You say, hey, I've heard about pH-friendly shampoo and conditioners before. Yes, of course. We've all heard about them, but they're not pH controlled. So at the time of making, they may have a certain pH, but they are not controlled. That pH is going to change. By the time you open that up and start using it in your hair and lasting a week or two in the shower, that thing is not the right pH for your hair. And so we have designed the shampoo and conditioner so that it always has the
it
perfect
remains.
pH.
And that's why, Serene, like we are getting so many testimonies in right now because of that pH.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you know, the beautiful plant botanicals in there and the absolutely toxin freeness of it. But so many women are saying, hey, I am no longer having flaking. I am no longer having dermatitis of my hair. I finally have volume. All of these things.
You know why? Because it's not just treating the hair. It's treating the scalp.
Yes.
It's like medicine for the scalp and shampoo for the hair. It's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the conditioner. You know, a lot of people, they feel like, oh yeah, I use conditioner. My conditioner makes my hair feel smooth, but it's a fake smoothness.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside of the hair shaft is actually screaming for moisture even more. It's a lot of the cones.
Yeah.
You know,
and it gets
the silicones.
Coated.
Yes.
Yes, but it's not actually conditioned.
No.
And so, you know, when we decided to do the shampoo and conditioner thing, because it's been a lot of work, especially getting them bottled. Oh my goodness. But it's so worth it because there is actually nothing like
right.
This is world groundbreaking here. Let me tell you about the nose. What do we not have in it?
No parabens, that's for sure.
No phthalates, no dyes, no sulfates, no artificials, no con. There's no con in this conditioner, right?
Yeah.
No sham in this shampoo.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this shampoo and this conditioner is, you know, if you're the type that wants to wash daily,
yeah,
you can wash daily. You know you're not actually doing something very harsh to your hair.
Tip though, when you wash, When I do it, I just use a small amount at first. I've got kind of long hair. I do two shampoos.
Oh, I always do two shampoos because this is natural, natural, mm-hmm. natural. I find if you have oily hair, or if it's been quite a few days since you've washed your hair, you do the two-step process. Mm. You do the first, like Pearl said, we use a little bit and you lather up with a lot of water. And then you'll find that the second wash with just a little, you're using the same amount of shampoo, you're just breaking it up into two washes. The second shampoo will get really way more lathery.
But if you've only used like, you know, toxified, I'll call them toxified, it's kind of like artificial chemicals in shampoos and conditioners, which the majority on the market are. Sadly, they lather more. I do feel like for a natural kind of shampoo and conditioner, ours does well, but it's obviously not the same as one with chemicals.
Oh yeah.
So you kind of go in there knowing that and not expect this huge bubbly lather that sits 3 feet off your head.
Right. But in that second wash, you get a pretty good lather. Hey Pearl, I know you talked about all the no's, but we have to talk about this. We don't have preservatives, but what do we have? Our natural preservatives, which are a proprietary blend of botanical extracts. They're from comfrey. They're from beets. They're from chamomile. I mean, we have not skipped any step to make this as natural as possible.
But I think we need to end with the fragrance. And if you want the hint of pink grapefruit lingering or in your shower as you do it, I mean, I just love it, Serene. I'm addicted to pink grapefruit now on my hair.
Spa-like
experience. I can't go back.
Very refreshing for sure, mates.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
We're back, Tiffany.
Tiffany,
we are. You know what? Whoever that lady was, we're worse than prepubescent. I've just realized that.
There's a lot. Listen.
We should not have gotten our feathers ruffled at all.
No, listen. There's a lot of pros and cons in any relationship. Okay? Yeah. We might ramble. Yeah, we might talk over each other. But you know what?
What?
I'm glad you asked.
What? Is there a good coming?
We have information that nobody else has, people.
Amen, Jim.
We're getting you off the roller coaster.
A communal bite.
She tosses an apple.
Your turn.
No, I don't want your freaking germs.
We're getting you off the roller coaster that seems to define every area of your life.
Oh my goodness.
And you want to have relationships and you want to be sane, but you don't want to hear the guff. Well, let me tell you something, people. You can't have everything.
Woo. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm telling you.
Take a bite.
No.
You ain't on the team unless you
drink from the cup.
Do you know that she said? She actually didn't call me prepubescent. She said my prepubescent.
Bite.
Oh, you're not part of us.
Bite.
Bite it, Russ.
No. I don't want to. Okay. Back to Tiffany.
Welcome to the Serenity.
Okay, Tiffany said. Man, no one likes to hear us chew either. Hmm.
It's a cooking show now. Yeah. It's fine in a cooking show, right? Tacos of Mexico, and everybody applauds, but on a podcast,
no,
it's
they're
a
like,
problem.
Ooh, get your greebly saliva away from me. Okay, so here Whatever. We go. So, so Tiffany said, then I want to address this too, Serena. I need you to do it, so I would like you to stop eating on that apple.
Okay.
And she said, but. So, she says, so I'm pulling up my bootstraps and making myself sit down after I ate my meal on my newly set up back porch, which I love. Thank you for that. That was not too much TMI. I liked the TMI there. Mm-hmm. And I will grab my THM notebook and plan every single meal out for the week. I've got something to say for this. Tiffany, pulling up your bootstraps, it kind of has to be done when you first start something. And Ben has a name for it. And it is when you are doing something like you were supposed to and you're getting from a wrong track onto a right track. What's your name for it now, Ben?
Ben, call it self-behavior
yes,
modification.
Yes, it's called behavior modification.
That's not a special proprietary phrase from Ben.
He's got a son called Poet People. He comes up with the right words.
Yeah.
The deep.
All I'm saying is I didn't use it before Ben talked to me about behavior modification. Behavior modification is a good thing. I mean, sometimes people are like, oh, that's just behavior modification.
Ben, what's that special thing you get here in? Oh, a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unprecedented.
But, But it's a good thing for you right now, Tiffany, sometimes pulling up your bootstraps. But then after that such time as you've kind of got into a little habit of something, mm-hmm. it has to become love. Mm. Because if it remains pulling up your bootstraps, it won't remain.
Yes, you got to delight in this.
And how you do that is you think loving thoughts. You know how in a marriage, if you start thinking kind of dissatisfied thoughts, a little bit bitter thoughts, a little bit this and that, and
the camera's
didn't
on.
Treat me right.
Oh,
wait,
no, but I have apple in my teeth. I just got to fix it, people. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Marriage and love. Pearl?
If you go there, you can really go there.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're like, and why did I marry him again anyway?
Pearl, you got into that once, remember, because you decided you were a hiker and he decided he wasn't a hiker.
Yeah.
And you were like, we
and then,
have
but from that
interest.
Hiking then, everything that he ever did wrong in my life, I had a list and I could remember it.
Just because one day he decided not to go on a hike like 12 miles up in the heat of Arizona.
But the point is we cultivate good thoughts for our marriage, good thoughts for our spouse, right? If we don't, other thoughts fill our minds. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
No,
but I do cultivate good thoughts about my husband. I decide to think great thoughts about him and our marriage. I think our marriage is awesome. And I like to think of it that way. Well, when we have to address something we do, we're not like perfect, but I love to think, you know, really great thoughts about it. And it's going to be the same, Tiffany, with your journey, with your health journey. If you're thinking really encouraging thoughts to yourself, if you be your own best cheerleader rather than, oh, come on, I just got to do this now. I better buckle in.
It's like a delight when you have your goal set before you and you get to work on that goal. Because then it's not a drudge. It's not somebody's giving you a job. It's though you have a passion and you have a purpose and you have something that's your dream and your goal. And when it's out there, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Tiffany, but you decided to do THM at the beginning because you have a goal. Obviously, you have a reason why you decided that what was working for you wasn't working for you, right? So you take this goal, this purpose, and you put passion and love behind, like Pearl said. And you know, these Olympic Games people, I one time I heard this podcast about how this one person was interviewing them, and I'm just kind of like going to do my own kind of paraphrase of this whole thing. But interviewing them said, so how is it like, you know, I suppose it's, you guys are such disciplined athletes to get up at 4:30 in the morning and do so many hours of training, because these were the best of the best of the best athletes. And a lot of them answered and said, oh no, that's not discipline. That's my love, because I'm going for the gold and that's what's going to get me there. And it was so interesting that the thread that ran through all of their mindsets was more of a delight, that they saw those things that got them to the gold as loves, because that was how they were going to get there.
So Tiffany, you don't have to do this. You get to do this. And that's the difference. You delight to do this. And it's the way you tell yourself. It's your self-talk. And then I do want to give you a really good tip. You say you're going to go and plan every single meal out for the week. Well, that to me
is drudgery.
That's hard. You're making it a bit hard.
Unless you're one that loves that.
Yeah. If you love that, then more power to you, because there's some people that jolly will love that and it brings them delight.
Or it's easier for some people.
The post-pubescent, they love it.
Yeah. 100%.
That's true.
100%. We're not bitter at
all. I could think of nothing worse than to do that for myself, but we're kind of different. Yeah. But I have these things called sweatpants meals, and we've had a whole potty on them. So if you could go back and find our potty on sweatpants meals, it would be so great for you, Tiffany. It's just like... She's pulling apple out of her teeth.
You can't hide from the lens.
I just wish it wasn't there. So okay.
That's the kit lens too.
Oh my goodness!
Garbage pal kids.
This potty is going to seeking new lows. Seeking new lows.
Okay, go.
I would listen to that potty, and there we talked about, like, I have like, I don't know, about 7 to 10 meals at night. I only have like 3 or 4 breakfasts, honestly, and about 3 to 5 lunches, and 7 to 10 meals, probably less than that now that my kids aren't at home. Probably 5. I just rotate them. They're the ones I love. They do well for my body.
They're in the memory, right? You don't have to think about them.
I don't have to buy different ingredients. I think they're awesome and I just place them on repeat.
Yeah.
And they're so easy. They take no effort, no stress.
I don't think I've ever made a casserole or any recipe. We wrote those recipes in the book and I haven't made one since I printed
them. Well, some of those are your sweatpants meals, like your Trimmy Bist, your soups
and stuff. Yeah, exactly. But I haven't followed the recipe since.
No, right. But all I'm saying, you can find the ones in the book that are your sweatpants meals. Don't make it hard. Don't try a whole bunch of different recipes this week and have to buy a whole bunch of new ingredients and special ingredients. Just do what you know will works for you. Okay, so my approach is so simple. I'm having oatmeal or quinoa for breakfast. I'm having some sort of sprouted bread for lunch, you know, with lean protein on it because I like to do two emails in the
like
day.
What?
And she puts protein in her breakfast too.
Yeah, I put my optimized plant protein with those. But for lunch, I'll do my lean protein. I usually like saute up egg whites. I do my egg white trick with just nutritional yeast and salt and pepper, and I flip it. It's like a meat.
Oh, it's like a crusted chicken wing.
But use a device that separates the yolk.
No, I pour egg whites off a carton, mate.
God put them in a carton. You don't need a machine to separate. God. You just go little tossle and
or I can do one of my other proteins. I love a pouch of tuna for my bread. I do
I do
sourdough bread. I buy it off Amazon. It's a Bavarian type. And then I do because I always do a salad at night, I do cultured veggies in the day. So I do some sort of sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
That's my veggie for my lunch. And I do kind of like maybe a side of kefir, I don't know. Supper is pretty much almost always, with the exception of a couple of nights a week.
Your afternoon tea is always kefir.
A kefir bowl, usually.
Afternoon snack, we call it tea in Australia, yeah.
Sometimes I change up, and that's when I like to put a treat in. Like if I do have cookies, the THM cookies or something, that's when I'll change up and do a treat, but then I need to get some protein. But my dinner, I just love huge S salads, like big S salads.
Big ass salads.
I said big ass salads, but the prepubescent in me.
T-shirts.
Thought that. You were going to pick up?
Dan's going to make a t-shirt.
Well, I didn't get it until you looked at me and was like, huh?
See the pubescent self of her? She had to get this. Hey,
you know what? Just to revisit that, you know, the truth is I'm actually just joshing with you because it doesn't make me upset. It's actually a compliment because I had to break through my midlife crisis and become a child again.
Yeah.
I had to let go of my serious, like I was a contractor and butt kicking tough contractor. No, nobody pulls a wool over
these eyes.
You
look nothing like that in your orchid t-shirt.
Orchid? Is that what that is? Oh, the purple.
Yeah, purple.
Very nice. Actually, almost don't like this shirt.
Okay.
It's one of the few tees I own.
So you wear it on the potty.
Yeah, but the, I actually am not insulted by this person. And
it's funny that you keep bringing her up, though.
No, I just, for the record, I just want it to be known that I, you know, the old hag thing, that was, I didn't mean it. And I should have said like sauerkraut when I heard you say sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
I thought.
Okay, so then.
That was so ADD. When you said sauerkraut, it brought him back.
Yeah. But at dinner. I'm having a lovely piece of salmon on my salad. I love some goat cheese. I like blueberries on it, or I'm having some chicken on it.
Yeah.
Occasionally I have a little
goat
beef.
Cheese
it's so
and blueberries.
Easy. It's like, who can go wrong with that
my
lifestyle?
My life is so
how easy
simple
is that
too? Yeah. I have every morning it's either oatmeal with the optimized plant or it's the full 3 grams of lutein eggs on my sourdough toast. Mm. And I cross everything over right now. So 2 pieces of sourdough toast. And I do 2 eggs with a half a cup of egg whites. Or sometimes I'll just do the whole bloomin' stuff, whole eggs.
Hey, you know, sorry.
I'm in the middle.
No,
Dennis,
you breathed.
Valdez.
You took a breath and that's my cue.
And then mid-morning, 10:30, I have exercise. So I do my big like protein aminos drink
you
afterwards.
You don't exercise every day though.
No, but even if I go for a walk.
Yeah.
I mean, at church, it's the only day I
do
nothing but sit.
Do you notice your coffee personality is much more aggressive? No,
he loves it.
It's because I'm sitting close to
apples together.
Yeah, we're apple friends.
You're not.
You know,
I got forced into it.
I find.
You weren't letting me finish my. Yes, Dennis.
No, you go ahead. It's your podcast.
You go ahead, Dan.
No, you go.
I want to be.
All right, I'll go ahead. So anyway.
No.
Let me go. Okay. Listen. I find the battle is won for me at the grocery store. I just don't put it in the cart.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard. If I put it in the cart. It's gonna get eaten at midnight in volumes. And so if that option just isn't there, I find I'm a much happier pubescent boy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's Poddy.
Oh my goodness, we're 43 minutes in. I've got so much to address for Tiffany.
Okay, well, don't hear about my day then.
Can you do it in 30 seconds? Because mine was pretty...
No, I just... Well,
let's
just
Serene talk.
You had a good example. Go for it, Pearl.
Okay, so I wanted to get back to this because... So we're going to make your meals easy, Tiffany. Now I want to address a couple more things. It's graduation week for my oldest and I'm turning 43 on Saturday, so lots of emotions will be felt. My goal, feel the emotions, not eat them. Now I know what you're saying because a lot of people feel like they say to themselves, I eat my emotions. And I don't want to step on toes here, but sometimes it's like the current cultural hip thing to do is like feel your emotions. If you're angry, feel them. You know, if you're sad, feel them.
Hey, I agree with it.
The only thing we're allowed to feel is God's emotions.
Well, I'm saying, and I don't even know if Tiffany's a Christ follower. Perhaps she is, perhaps she's not. We've got all sorts following us of different faiths and stuff.
That's all sorts.
But I'm saying scientifically, yes, we can feel our emotion. We know that we're emotional people. We're created to have emotions and they're good. But when we allow ourselves to be dictated by them, that's when bad things happen because emotions actually change our cells. They are what we call epigenetic inspirers. They can switch on certain cells in our body and switch them off. So when we, of course, you know, to cry or something sad happen, it's good. It's not good to bury.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love that the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We are not supposed to stay in states of, you know, depression or sadness.
It's not bad to mourn, but it's good that we're going to be comforted and move
so
out.
So there is
of
sadness.
That.
Yes, it's okay to feel that loss of, you know, your son's graduate. It's good to feel that. But then we have to look on, as they say, the bright side. It's such an old saying, but looking on the bright side is so important and fantastic for our health. So we're not going to bury things. We're actually going to put off sadness and put on gladness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what.
Get your hanky out. Hallelujah.
It's so good for your health, Tiffany. So all that, I'm just bringing you another perspective of feeling your emotions, yes, but make sure the ones that you're feeling are really healthful for your progress, for your health, for your fantastic aging. You know, you're in your 40s now. You're probably on your way to perimenopause. And that's what I would say.
And you know what? It's okay to eat your emotions too. And I just want to backlash that because every time I eat with a lot of joy and excitement. And I suppose the whole thing was don't eat your emotions. Like if you're feeling angry, don't eat out of that.
If you're feeling.
Right. I agree with that.
It's like eating as a replacement
for the emotion.
It
doesn't mean I agree. And I see that point. But yeah. I also want to encourage it doesn't mean that we just have to eat numb.
No.
You know, and remove emotions and remove joy and remove, like, I don't want anything a part of eating. Eating
That's
is
great.
Separate. We can't separate because the whole Bible is full of feasting and joy and eating is around celebrations and eating is.
And eating does give us endorphins. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and what is it, serotonin, all those things. We're created to delight in eating.
I mean, do you wake up super excited about breakfast?
Always.
Oh, that's
always
wild.
And
if you don't,
bed super excited
wake up
about
super
breakfast.
Excited about eating. Then my coffee personality is going to tell you, well, just do. Wake up excited. Just tell yourself to do it. Right, Leslie Pops?
I have
because
to.
Some people don't like
water. I'm not hungry straight.
Doesn't mean they're not allowed to stay there.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not hungry straight away, but I'm still excited at the thought of when I will eat. I wait
really?
A while. Yeah, I know I'm not going to eat straight away, but I'm still excited that
do
I will get to
you want
to
taste what
eat.
I've got here?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's double fermented goat kefir, but then I added a scoop of amino acids.
I have this to. I think I just realized I have anxiety around breakfast.
Okay,
I didn't know it until this moment.
Because the idea of it?
Just that I'm like, oh, at some point I'm going to have to eat. I'm going to have to.
Is that because you don't know kind of what you're having? Do you have three or four breakfasts in mind that you know are going to be so good for your goals?
I just have no food in mind. I just want to race into the day.
That's your problems. We're going to help you, Danny, right now. What are your goals as you get older?
Yeah, what's your goals?
For your health.
Dan?
I want to optimize my relationships.
No, I'm talking about your physical health, your physical health goals.
Oh, I don't want to be ripped, but like Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, so contend for muscles. So that's
pretty ripped. Maybe like Brad Pitt in Fight Club, and then we take the slider down to like 75.
Okay, so this guy behind you is going to help you out. You got to eat for a job, Dan. Eat for a job.
No, but he's going to have, how do we get him over the anxiety of it? It's the passion and the love. So once you have a goal, the things that you do for that goal, I kind of like Serene talked about the Olympians, they're the love. So when you get up, you think, oh my goodness, I get to
build
fuel
my
body with protein. I'm going to put some good carbs in there. And so you can look forward to that because it is taking you to a certain thing that you want for life. And Danny, I know you attain your goals. So I think this has been a little hump that you can get over, because now you're going to love getting up because you're going to know what you're going to eat. If you have no idea, of course you're going to hate it.
Do you love eggs? You used to be one egg Dan.
Yeah, I could do two and three.
How about four?
For sure.
Need at least four for you.
Five.
Yeah.
Four, or you can do two. On some really, really good healthy, you know, bread, a sourdough or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you like potatoes. Always have some steamed potatoes in the fridge. I do, golden potatoes. And then you just, like, they take 2 minutes in a nonstick, you know, healthy ceramic thing.
Do you ever chop potatoes up and then put it in a pan? Like, what's an alternative?
Yeah, no, they're already cooked. They're already steamed. So they take literally 2 minutes to brown up.
You steam them in your pot.
And then they're always in the fridge. They're always in the fridge for any meal you want.
When you say steam them in a pot, do you mean boil it in water?
No, steam. You get a little steamer. It sits in your pot. You put water in and then the potatoes steam. Okay. They retain so much of their goodness.
How long do we steam it?
Just until tender. Like 20, 15 minutes.
See, because you want to carb it every meal.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
With your protein and with
a
good fat.
So I would get up and, you know, potatoes and eggs are, oh my goodness, Dan, you would love that.
Oh, that's my jam.
So then they're in
there. But I've microwaved the potato.
But they crisp up. They crisp up in the pan. It takes exactly, I went to 2 minutes, but really it's one. Mm-hmm. You put a little butter in that pan, you turn it to high, they're crispy, and then you've got your eggs. And that combination would be so something for you to look forward to when you got up.
How do we know if it's time to close the podcast? Ben, do you have any magical device that like determines the Earth's position around the sun? Oh, a wristwatch. Oh, okay, we're there.
I think, we need to go.
Yeah, well, prepubescents don't know when to go to bed, don't know when to close.
That's part of my problem.
Yeah.
I don't go to bed.
Bye, people. Bye. Chillin' mama my way. And then I'll be
chillin' mama to stay. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.